Hello and welcome to the first diary extract of Fundraising as a Female Founder with me, Alice Audley. Bit of a strange one. The first three episodes that have come out with Stevie, Toby and Isabel were recorded in late January, early February. It is currently March the 24th. I have left London and come out to the countryside to my parents' house because we are in the midst of the coronavirus lockdown, which I'm sure you're being updated on mercilessly everywhere. So I do want to bring this back to the podcast and what it is about, fundraising. But also it's a very testing time for lots and lots of businesses, except perhaps Zoom and Houseparty, whose share prices must be going up. But everyone is struggling. It's not the ideal time to be fundraising, but it's probably an okay time to be thinking about fundraising, which is really what this podcast was about, documenting the journey and the preparation. So currently with the business, I'm looking at ways to sort of pivot or spend a more energy and time and in other parts and areas of the business. So although events are key to Blogosphere Live events, we are now looking at our subscriptions to the magazine, what else we can offer, and packaging that up. So it is a good opportunity to take a step back and have a look at everything and just be scrappy, hustle, and also see if you can offer something really of value to people. I've had quite a few conversations and a lot of brands will be saying that they want to work with influencers, but they don't have any budget. So if they were willing to do it for free, then that would be fine. But that's just adding, I think, to the problem. We need still to be paid. We can't just do things. Everyone can't just do things for free because that's just not helpful, if that makes sense. As I said, it's a good opportunity to have a take a step back and have a look at the business as a whole. And actually one that I'm quite excited for. And it also offers the opportunity to concentrate and put some real time into the fundraising preparation. I had a good call yesterday all about the raise and working out priorities. So I think getting the investment deck ready, thinking who we're going to send it to, working out whether is it angels that we want to be approaching, is it venture capital, is it VC? There are lots of different options, and just thinking really how we fit into that ecosystem, when the best time to go out will be. I mean, from the previous conversations that I've had, it's very much creating a process around things. So allocating a period of time to be going out and actually raising and deciding when the best time to start that will be. So currently I have a financial director. So we're looking at the forecasts for the business. We've been working on these for a while, debating them together, you know, making them as solid as they can be. And I feel motivated to get this done. And although I really miss being in the office and seeing the team, the isolation should be able to put me into a good hyper-focus mode. So that's my update. It's quite short, but basically in a nutshell, I'm going to be spending time on researching and getting the investment deck ready and putting a prospective process in place. And I think I should also, I had a lot of interviews lined up that were supposed to be in person, but I've managed to order a lapel microphone because I left London in such a rush that most of the stuff was left in the office. Don't go burglar, I won't tell you where that is. And so I had to order a microphone, and the wait was a month for the one that we have in the office. So hopefully the quality of this is okay. I will see if I can do some phone interviews. I'm quite a stickler for quality of audio, but we'll see what we can do. Anyway, thanks for listening to this ramble. But yes, hang in there and we will come out the other side. Now look, it's turning into a motivational talk. We can do this. I think we've got to find the positives where we can. So use the time to do things that we've been putting off. So you'll probably find us back here with an interview next week, which you'll probably prefer. But I will let you know how I get on with the investment deck, and I'll write out a list and stuff. This is more of a ramble, but I think that during this time, it's important to say where we are and the realities, really.
You've been listening to Fundraising as a Female Founder with me, Alice Audley. If you have any questions, suggestions for future guests, or want to get in touch, please contact me through my new website, aliceaudley.com, or tweet me at Alice Audley. That's AUDLEY.